The soundtrack to your life.
Sean Wilson, how are you doing, fella?
Very good, thank you. Nice to see you again.
It's not your first time at the Royal Cheshire County Show, is it?
No, and, you know, it's really nice to feel part of the fixtures and fittings. And I've been here 6-7 years, however long it is. And our products, our cheeses, seem to be really well respected each year. We did really well with our blue cheese again in the competition yesterday.
Yeah, you won some awards.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah, we won an award there yesterday. So, and the cheese show, whatever anyone thinks of the Cheshire show, the cheese tent is about as traditional as it gets. And these shows should be about as traditional as it gets.
Yeah.
Obviously, life moves on and the 21st century comes in, profit and loss and you name it. But this cheese tent really took my breath away yesterday. We got the older Appleton family, they're here with their lovely Cheshire cheeses, and Grandma, turns out, who was making it years and years and years ago, doesn't make it anymore. Somebody, a younger member of the family, makes it, and they won the supreme prize.
Fantastic.
Which I was judging, and then you look down that big long table and some
so
of
when,
the
you, when you're judging, what do you look for in a cheese? What's the first thing?
How long have we got? Jeez. So firstly, you look to have a really good partner that has good experience, because they can learn. I can learn something from them, and hopefully, I've been in the judging fraternity quite a while, and I've learned a few things myself. So it's good. We learn from each other, and we both have different ideas of what this cheese should be like. But eventually, there's always one cheese in a category, so we'll do all the double Gloucesters. And we'll do all the Cheshires, you know, so it's not all the cheeses all together. And then when we get a gold from each of those sections, we have what's called a top table, and all those golds go on that table, and then...
Fantastic.
So did that take a bit long?
No, that's fine. Can we mention Corrie? Is that all right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So do you prefer the cheese to the Corrie telly, or...?
Can
I ask that? Do you mind?
No, I don't mind at all. Don't mind at all. I enjoy the cheese. I enjoy the integrity of it. I enjoy the fact that we're turning out some of the country's finest Lancashire cheeses, and Lancashire cheese is a cheese that should be lauded. It's part of our territorial history.
Is that the crumbly one?
No. Everybody says that. Lancashire crumbly, which is post-war.
Oh, right.
That's when it was first invented.
Yeah.
And you got Lancashire creamy, which is 1190.
Yeah.
Back in the Middle Ages, Wensleydale and Lancashire. So they were all born. Lancashire tasty. It's like the creamy, stronger, and a rather special blue.
Fantastic. Sean, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Rosemary, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. I'm very happy to be here. What a lovely show this is.
Is this your first time at the Royal Cheshire Show?
Yep, it is. It's huge. Everything's so, it's so sort of far apart. I mean, it's absolutely massive. In fact, today I insisted on a buggy. How diva-ish is that?
So what brings you to the Royal Cheshire Show for 2019?
Well, they asked me to come, and funnily enough, the reason why I said yes, because I wanted to come, because I now, you know, I choose where I want to go, which is very, very, very privileged. But I love, because if I go to every show, it means I would never have a weekend off throughout the year. So I choose very carefully. And I used to live here. I used to live in Altrincham. So from the age of 17 to 20, I lived in Altrincham. It was extraordinary. And I was going to get married to a Northerner in Hale. Seriously, absolutely.
You were.
I broke up the wedding six weeks before it. Then I went back down to London.
You broke his heart.
No, he broke my heart. It was the opposite direction. I threw the ring at him and I said, "You take it back."
So what can we expect from you in the food theatre today, then?
Well, what I'm going to be doing is I was going to do Yorkshire puddings with wraps and things, with all using a local pork, which is delicious. But I'm doing the pancakes, because yesterday the oven wasn't working. So we had to change it to suddenly pancakes, which was fine, cool. I never mind if things go wrong. I love it if things go wrong. So I say, well, we find another way of dealing with it. So. I got people up from the audience to make the pancakes, and it was such fun. It was great, so I've decided to do it again today. I'm making pancakes, not Yorkshire pudding. That's the thing, a chef can change their mind. But I'm using the pork with a tenderloin with a lovely Mexican rub, and then searing it off very carefully and shoving it in the oven for a minute or two. And then we got a tomato chili jam, which is already made. Then we got a delicious salsa, but I'm doing a sweet and sour onion, which is lovely as well, and then wrapping it up like a sushi. It's a delicious, delicious dish. It really is superb.
You're making me feel hungry now.
People loved it yesterday. Oh, it was delicious, absolutely delicious. In fact, it was like, they were like, gannets! It went within seconds.
So what's new from yourself, Rosemary, then, on telly and books wise?
Well,
what's going
I'm
on?
Still, I'm filming. I've been, you know, I'm doing shows. I've, you know, I'm having offers, and, which is really lovely. And I'm still working. I'm working more than ever now.
Well, we love you, so we like seeing
well,
you
I
there
love
and
it.
Hearing you.
Well, I love it, but you know what? I mean, I'm so lucky. And I literally say thank you every day, because imagine somebody my age, I'm still working full time. I'm still in there. And I love it so much. Do you know what I love most of all? That the people, you know, I have to thank the people, because when I say the people, that sounds really patronising. I don't mean it like that. But without the people's support at home, turning the telly on and actually watching me, I wouldn't be where I am today. Because TV is all about ratings. And that's really humbling to me. And that's one of the reasons why I love coming and meeting everybody to the shows. Because, you know, it's a way of saying thank you. Thank you very much for... But, you know, I had a... I had a pretty dire life. Okay, quite smart, but dire at home. And everybody knows my story. Lost everything, had to work, and I still work 7 days a week. I know what it's like to be without. I know what it's like not to be able to afford a Christmas present. I know what it's like. So I've been there. So, you know, I'm really lucky. So I have worked up as soon as everybody else. So I understand, and that's why I'm so grateful. It's because I could have been somewhere else today. And I'm here, which, you know, that's why I have to say thank you.
Rosemary, you said thank you to your viewers.
I have.
You know, we want to say thank you to you because we love you.
Oh,
so thank you, Rosemary,
so nice.
And thank you for talking to us today.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure.
Royal Cheshire County Show for 2019, and I'm talking to our good old friends from SB Energy Networks. Rob, how are you?
Very good, Darren. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. And Faye, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
So what brings you to the Royal Cheshire County Show? Because there's a lot of farm things going on around here and Main Arena Entertainment. What's your hand in all of this?
Okay, so we're here today to promote our 105 number and our safety message to our customers out there. There's a lot of agricultural people at the show, and it's about sharing our safety matters message and working at overhead lines, working in near overhead lines. And important getting that message through to our customers who are our future.
So as you say, you're working 24/7 to keep all the power going all over your region. Remind us again your region, where they are. It's a big area, I know that.
So yeah, so SPM, we have about 1.5 million customers. So that our areas from Manchester Airport down to Aberystwyth, all the way across North Wales and South Cheshire. So we've got a number of customers there who have a number of demands, and we've got to make sure we keep our promise to their demands.
Faye, what's the number people need to remember if they have an issue or something goes wrong with their power supply? What do they need to do?
Okay, so simply call 105 and they will get put through to the local operating area, and then we can come out and help restore the fault. We also have a priority service register where our customers can register in. So if there is a fault, they can ring us and we can identify that they are a priority service, and we can give them that little bit extra support.
So 105, it's like the fourth emergency service, isn't it, really? It's like one of those three-digit numbers that people...
Yeah, and I think, you know, wherever anybody is in the country, they can ring 105 and get put through to their local operating area.
Fantastic. Faye, Rob, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers,
thank you very much.
George from Super Bowl UK Macclesfield, how are you?
I'm alright, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. So the weather's holding out, it looks like, for day two today.
I know.
And I got sunburnt yesterday. So how is the Cheshire show for you today?
Oh, it's so good. You know, we missed yesterday because I was down in the office in Newbury, but it's so good to be here. We've just been around, and brand visibility for Super Bowl UK to be at events like this is so good. So yeah, we're loving it.
Fantastic. Anything you've seen yourself that you've thought, wow, look at that, that's really interesting?
The most interesting thing for me is probably that cheese tent. I've just been around and eating so much cheese, but that's just me. But yeah, it's just so good, and it's so good to see going on and real country vibes and country lifestyle. So yeah, it's good.
Fantastic, George, thanks very much.
No worries, thank you.
So at the Royal Cheshire County Show for 2019, and I've come to a stall that, well, it's not just a stall, it's a fantastic trailer you've got here with racks of what I can only describe as adult fruit juice. How are you? You're right.
I'm really good, thank you very much.
What's your name?
Joel.
And what do you do here?
We basically trying to encourage our customers to come and try some beautiful fruit juice.
Yeah, adult
fruit juice. You know, exactly.
Okay, we're talking wine.
Absolutely. Top quality fine wines that they can come and enjoy and then process cases and have it delivered over the following few days.
Fantastic. So what's the best thing, what would you recommend on your stall today?
I mean, to be honest with you, I recommend everything.
Well, obviously. Honestly, we've not had any yet either.
No, he hasn't had any. He hasn't. You haven't.
I've had none. I've had none.
That's good. I recommend champagne. Yeah. To start that. You cannot go wrong with champagne, you know.
Isn't champagne, you can have that any time of the day as well?
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Oh, definitely. I'll have it normally at 6 o'clock in the morning. With my Weetabix.
When I just got in.
Or when I just got in from a night, my night out, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. What else have you got here to for us today?
And then after that, we do, I mean, the classic one is a Chablis Premier Cru, which is 100% Chardonnay. It's a very much crisp, fresh, and a lot of flavour, and absolutely unoaked. So if you don't like oak, Chablis Premier Cru is for you.
How do you say that again?
Chablis Premier Cru. It's a white wine
Chablis,
from Burgundy.
Chablis Moray
Premier. Chablis Premier Cru.
Chablis Premier Cru.
Yeah, I say it the French way though.
So say the French way.
Yeah, I just said it. French way. Chablis Premier Cru.
Chablis Premier Cru.
That's it.
I can't do it.
No, yeah, obviously.
Right, tell us a little about what's it mean to you to be at the Royal Cheshire County Show this year?
Oh, it means a lot, you know. It's like it's a dream coming true.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Fantastic.
You know, because we've been coming here for 20 plus years, something like
have
that.
Have you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Before even it was called the Royal Cheshire Show, you know, yeah. We used to come there, and it's an amazing show. We meet so many different characters, and it's friendly, it's family friendly, a lot of kids, a lot of people, and they come and enjoy themselves. So it's really a good day out, definitely.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
How you doing, fella? You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Right, so tell us a bit about you, your company, and what you do.
Okay, my name's Andy Whitby. I'm the owner of RA England Upholstery. We're in Hoylake on the Wirral. We're a small family-based upholstery company, but we can handle all aspects of contract and domestic upholstery.
Looking at some of your furniture you've got on display here at the Royal Cheshire Show, it's very classy, mate.
Thank you very much.
It's, what Del Boy would say was that looks like a chaise longue.
Well, that's the look we're going for. That's it, exactly.
So, how do you make it all yourself in
yes,
your own warehouse?
Absolutely. We order in the solid wooden legs, the Queen Anne legs. Everything else is bespoke made in our workshop from start to finish.
So what makes you come to the Royal Cheshire Show then? Because with it being all farm and stuff and main arena entertainment, you wouldn't have thought a furniture company would want to come here then. What's the crack?
That's a good question. To be honest with you, about 5 years ago, because we've always made these chaises, the key of our business is reupholstery furniture repairs. But we decided to start making these chaises as just a key feature, and we wanted to display them. So we brought them along to put on display, let people see them, and then all the other stuff that we sell as well has come with it as part, just to add to our display.
So what do they feel like to sit on? Are they a bit harder than your normal sofa, or are they nice and soft and comfortable?
They're all different. That one, if you sit on it, is quite soft. The one to my left here is quite firm, because we've got different grades of foaming. So again, because it's bespoke, you can have it soft so you sink into it, you can have it really firm. It completely tailored to how you want that piece of furniture.
What's the biggest seller? Soft or hard?
I would say soft.
Soft. Soft.
Because people like to lie and drape into them. And, yeah. You know.
What kind of people would want the hard one? Is people like with back pain maybe?
Maybe.
Like
everyone's different, aren't they? Some people like a soft seat, some people like a firm seat. It's just down to personal taste, I think. Yeah.
Fantastic. You've got a website that people can find you on, or some social media?
We have, yeah. To be honest with you, our biggest thing is Facebook. We have got a website, but to be honest with you, our biggest thing is Facebook. Our Facebook page, RA England Upholstery, we get all the time. We're on there every day. We put everything we do on there, and people are constantly contacting us through there. So Facebook is definitely the one for us.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Anna from the Christie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all. So you're at the Royal Cheshire County Show this week. What brings you here today?
We're here to raise awareness of the Christie at Macclesfield that we are planning on building over the next 3 years.
Yes, we are involved in that quite a bit, aren't we?
Yeah,
fundraising,
you are.
For that. Yeah. So how's it going so far then? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, it's going really well. We've just put in planning permission, so we're waiting for that to go through, and then we're hoping to start building early next year for it to be built by the end of 2021.
What kind of response are you getting from the local community and the business community as well for the MAC?
Really, really positive. We've had a lot of support from the local community and local businesses.
Fantastic. If people want to get involved with helping to bring the Christie to the Macclesfield Hospital, then how can they do that? Where can they go?
There's loads of different ways. So you can visit our website, and there's lots of different ideas on there, but you can get involved as a school, as a business, or as an individual if you just want to do a cake sale or take part in one of our sporting events. There's lots of different ways, so just get in touch if you want to raise some money.
And there's also loads of links on the Silk 106.9 website as well. Thank you, Anna. These things are absolutely fantastic. They are the things that you would see on a Grand Tour or a Top Gear special. They are off-roaders. They're a bit like the Dune buggy ones that Jeremy Clarkson and Hammond and the other guy, May his name, that was it, they did it. How are you? You all right?
I'm all right, yes.
What are these then? What are they classed as?
They are buggies. We are Blitzworld, one of the biggest kit car buggy manufacturers in Europe, and we design and build buggies, and we're based in Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire, and we've got a whole range of vehicles, from little kids' cars, which is from like 8-year-old, up to the big child, which is with a car with like a 2-litre Honda Type R engine in it.
Hang on, for an 8-year-old, are they allowed to drive one of these then? And like on somebody's farm or field or what?
Well, a lot of people who have them are farmers, and people who haven't got the land, they come to us because we've got 4,500 acres and 2 entertainment centres, so people can come along and play on our place, which makes life a lot easier.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that battery powered then, the kids one, is it?
We're not into the battery onto the small ones. We are building an electric one onto the bigger car because everyone's going down to the eco cars at the moment. But the small little cars at the moment are just petrol driven cars, just normal 4-stroke, so normal fuel. Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. So can somebody see these on like a website of yours or something?
Yep, we're on blitzworld.co.uk. Very easy to find on the Google.
Fantastic. And they're road legal as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We're on the actual Cheshire Showground here today. We've actually got the Z1000, which is a road legal vehicle. And that, with an ECU mod, will do 85 mile an hour, which is pretty impressive.
85?
That's pretty impressive. That is a road legal
actual Even though it's got no windscreen in it, it's still road legal.
Well, yeah. It does actually come with a half windscreen, which is good, which does deflect the actual wind off you, and it actually works well. But with, like with all these vehicles, it's advisable to wear a helmet and goggles and stuff like that for obvious reasons. But yeah, the thing with that car is it's got more low-end torque. So like all the farming people and people like that, it's got a tow bar on it. It's got 2- and 4-wheel drive, high and low diff ratio. So it's got some serious pulling power to it, which is excellent. And then you've got the DX10, which is our brand new car at the moment in time. That's road legal as well, and that's got an option to have virtually any engine in it, but that's more down the bike engine route, which makes it a really, really quick car, but cheap and simple, and that's what we like.
Fantastic. Listen, people need to go to your website and have a quick look at what they look like.
Yep, definitely.
Even I like these.
That's what it's all about.
And I'm going to come to your place and have a little play.
Yep, you are more than welcome to come down to our unit down in Shelton and come and have a play. Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello to the team from Adoption Camps. How are you, girls?
We're very good.
Thank you.
Let's have a name check. Who we got here then?
Claire Riley,
Eleanor Institute,
and Claire Hardman.
What brings you to the Royal Cheshire Show for 2019?
So we basically need to increase awareness for adoption. We have lots of children coming through adoption, but we do need a lot more adopters. So trying to get our name out there.
That was going to be my next question. How are you looking for lots of adopters then, lots of foster parents and stuff?
Yeah, so we have separate foster teams, so our agency is just for adoption. We do have lots of adopters, we are very successful, but we do still need more.
So if people are thinking and listening to this and going, oh, I fancy doing that, and they think they're not eligible or something's against them, what's the best thing they can do?
We say don't rule yourselves out. So if they call us, we can just have a brief chat. They can attend an info event. There's no commitment to go forward after that. We can send information to them or just answer any questions.
Where can people contact you? You've got a website, Facebook page?
Yeah, so we're www.adoptioncounts.org.uk. Phone number 0300 123 2676. And we have email as well, which is on the website.
Fantastic, girls. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Hello, how are you doing? You all right?
Hi, yes, thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Diana from Ruby Hall Village.
Okay, can you just explain to us then what you've got here at the Cheshire Show?
So we're really excited today. We are launching Reeds Bay, which is part of our 5-star award-winning village at Ruby Hall. We are just 10-15 minutes away from Lytham St Anne's in Blackpool. And we have a new development. It's 22 acres. There'll be 20 exclusive holiday homes. All around a boating lake. It's going to be stunning. We're really excited about it.
I can see some of the pictures you've got on display here. It looks phenomenal in capital letters. It looks incredible.
Thank you.
Where can people find these pictures and find more details about you?
Yeah, so more details are on our website, Ruby Hall Village. So it's rubyhall.co.uk, where you'll find more details. And they can also contact us within the sales office as well. All the details are online. We're really excited because we have some lodges with roof terraces and some really unique features, and they certainly are some of the best in the UK. We're really excited to start showing them to customers.
Hello, what's your name?
I'm Megan from Crewe Lyceum Theatre.
Okay, our friends at the Crewe Lyceum. So what's coming up next and your performances and your productions?
So the biggest one that we've got next is Lady Vanishes, based on the Hitchcock thriller. That's coming to us from the 8th to the 13th of July. It's going to be a really, really big one. It's going to be really good.
Fantastic. Anything else coming up later on in the summer?
We've got some great children's shows across the summer. We've got Tabby McTats, and then we've also got The Tiger Who Came to Tea, which is really, really popular.
I read that as a child.
Did you?
Yeah. Judith Kerr, wasn't it, that
yes.
wrote that?
Yeah.
So that's going to be on stage?
On stage, yep. They're both here in August. And then we've actually also got Crewe Lyceum doing a family festival for 3 weeks in August. And then on Saturday the 10th of August, we've got an open day, loads of free activities, face painting, costume competitions, den building, that kind of thing.
Oh, fantastic. Right. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. The soundtrack to your life.